Garbage in, garbage out. The quality of your creative is often determined by the quality of your inspiration. It's critical as an artist that you take time to be inspired. Observe the world around you to help you make better art. And that's what we're talking about today on Video Production Daily. Garbage in, garbage out. That's a quote that I stole from Austin Kleon. It comes out of his book, Steal Like an Artist. It's a terrific book. It's the easiest read you've ever picked up, and it's worth the read. It's all about how creatives are generous. They share ideas with each other. And you can borrow ideas from other creatives, make it your own, improve it, watch it evolve and grow into your very own art. It's a terrific book. And it's true. Inspiration is totally critical for making great creative. Yesterday, I took a trip. Now, not an actual trip, because I've been stuck in my house for 46 days thanks to the coronavirus, only going to the grocery store. But the trip that I took was a trip through 90s advertising, taking a look at the wild world that used to be advertising, and it made me realize a few things. One, we make so much content now that we've really lost the art of advertising. I mean, there is a sea of terrible 90s advertising, but there are a few gems that really hold a whole lot for us to learn from. And two, it's been a while since I've been inspired. I realize that I do a lot of walking around, visiting places, getting out to get inspired. And now that I've been spending more time in my home, inspiration is primarily coming from TikTok, from Instagram, from Behance, from Vimeo. And I'm not getting as many stimulus in my life to be inspired. And I think finding the time and the opportunity to truly be inspired is one of the things that we must do in order to continue to evolve our art and bring in those stimulus that are going to have an impact on projects we do in the future. And it reminded me of a conversation I had for the podcast with Jason Inouye. Now, if you don't remember Jason, I invite you to refer back to the episode with his name in the title so that you can get a full bio. But Jason is a renowned cinematographer out of LA. Jason not only had great ideas about inspiration, but he also had examples, work that he had really admired throughout his career that he could look at that inspired the work that he then did in the future. And boy, am I lucky. I've got the whole thing captured on audio, and I can bring it to you right now.
I did a movie, one of my early movies, and we shot 7289. And you would never do this. It's like an 800 ISO film stock. I got inspired by Amores Perros by Rodrigo Prieto. And so I shared that with this director. And we wanted to go even grainier because we like Tigerland by Matthew Libatique. He shot that Super 16. And so we did it, but we had to go all the way through. If you don't go all the way through, it doesn't look good. That's the thing. And unfortunately, we ran out of money, so we didn't get to telecine yet correctly. But it was a very unique film stock. I had the great honor to finally meet Rodrigo Prieto at a Cinegear and Amores Perros. I love that movie. if you ever want to talk about inspiration, about what inspires you, if you feel a little blue or lost that, you know, you got creative block or something, I always go back to like Amores Perros or Casino seems to be my two movies.
That's so awesome. It's funny. I am an anomaly because I'm not a big film guy. I love film. I love cinema and I love to consume it, but I never ever have wanted to create it.
No, it's fine. Yeah.
And it is just so interesting. The industry is so huge now for creators, and my inspiration comes from web video, as crazy as it sounds. Like, I love seeing what people do around engagement. I love the fact that the tent, it's a big tent.
Absolutely.
Because certainly as a kid, I started making movies, right? And I never thought that I could continue that in any kind of workable career. And so I kept trying to get out of it, but I never could get out of it. Then I just found other things to obsess about too, that kind of piled on. And luckily I've never gotten out of it. I've always been pulled back into video.
Yeah. As I grow, you know, you always have to always remind yourself to be open-minded. That's the thing. New things are coming daily.
New things and new opportunities are coming daily, so you need that daily inspiration in your life. You know you're not going to get it from Video Production Daily because they're only posting twice a week. For me, it was 90s advertising. For you, maybe it'll be motion pictures like it was with Jason. But I hope you find your inspiration. I hope that it leads you to create better stuff. and really helps you steal like an artist. If history is any indicator, this Thursday episode is going to perform better than the Tuesday episode. If you didn't hear the Tuesday episode on using historical audio in your projects, go give it a listen. It was a fun one to produce. I think you'll like it. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been another terrific episode. Of course, please feel free to like, comment, share, subscribe. I don't get that shout out in there every episode, but you know, I got to put it in there sometimes. If you're not subscribed, you better do it. Of course, Video Production Daily is available on your Amazon Echo. And I truly enjoy producing these twice weekly episodes for you, getting into the Video Production Daily groove, hopefully giving you something that's going to amplify your brainstorming and give you ideas and tips that you can walk away with so that you can go make great stuff. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of Video Production Daily.